This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Our podcast name is Non-Confrontational. So, I'm Julian.
I'm Giuseppe.
And I'm Greg.
Everyone calls me Pepper.
And we really don't know what the hell we're fucking doing right now. Do we swear? I don't know. Do we swear?
I'm going to swear.
To be honest. We're going to get demonetized.
There's no monetization. Wait. Don't worry, this isn't YouTube.
So, he's like, he's fucking dumb.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Here, this is what I gotta say about school.
Okay.
I don't understand why everybody thinks it's a competition. I have notes. Somebody asks me for notes. I graciously give them to them. I need notes. Nobody seems to want to give it to me. I don't know if that happens with you guys at school. Around Christmas time, we had our exams coming up. And I thought I'd be able to get some notes off people. And I tried to pay everybody for them. We have a group chat. Basically, the whole class is in this group chat. And I'm putting advertisements. Hey, it's the holiday season. Does anybody need extra cash, you know, to buy gifts for your loved ones, your pets, your imaginary friends? No responses. Well, 2 days before the exam, begging.
You should have offered nudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it usually works.
I don't think so. Would have got me.
That is so true. Why is it a competition?
No, it is.
Why care talking so about this much? Because I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, if you offered me a decent sum of money, like you're offering people $50, I would give them to you. But if you just asked me for my notes, I'd basically tell you to go fuck yourself.
So you're that guy. We were talking about this today. Absolutely not. If I'm friends with someone in school and they're like
friends,
okay,
that's different.
Even mutual acquaintances.
Well, if I'm good acquaintance, I had kids in high school who didn't talk to me, but then walked up to me and asked me for their notes.
Well, that's fair.
And I would say, don't touch me. They wouldn't touch me. I'd say, get away from me.
Yeah. No, but okay. So, it wasn't just like, I get it. That's why I was offering to pay, because I didn't want to be weird trying to bum notes off people before the exam. That's why I was saying, I'll pay you. Like, but even the kids that I'm friends with in that class, nobody reached out. Nobody was like, hey, I'll hit you up. I DM'd the kids that I was close with in that class, and they were like, oh, I don't have notes. So in my head, I'm like, oh, we're all studying for this exam with no notes? Like, stop lying right to my face.
I shouldn't be that guy anymore, because in 12th grade, I bumming off other people's notes is how I got through 12th grade math.
Yeah.
Because things like
okay, Julian still hasn't got through that.
I never
took
story.
You haven't got to finish your story?
No, he never got
math.
Through math.
Oh, got through math.
He still hasn't got through it.
Okay, welcome to the non-confrontational podcast. I don't know if we said that. I know that's a hard word to say. Confrontational. Say it real quick.
Confrontational.
Okay,
you just have
it.
A speech impediment.
Anyways, we did introduce our names, but maybe we'll introduce now why we want to do the podcast.
Money.
I don't know. What
fame,
is the
fortune?
What is the list? You have
sex.
The list there. You're supposed to be the captain, but
I know.
It's
I
on
just,
my phone. Give me
I
the
just
list.
Said what, I said why. I just gave four definitive answers.
No, you release that after you've made it.
Okay.
Not before.
But yeah, like, okay, so why we're doing, we haven't even gone through who we are. Okay, let's legitimately start.
Okay.
Pepsi, why are you doing, Giuseppe, just who are you? Explain why we call you Pepsi, because that's going
to
be
my
natural.
Name is Giuseppe. Kind of hard to say, so no one liked to say it. You could spell Pepsi with my name, and it stuck, and I thought, hey, you know what? Maybe when you go to college, kids will stop calling you Pepper, because, you know, that's kind of, like, lame.
No one calls you Pepper. We still call you Pepsi.
Well,
we
no,
Pepsi.
Pepsi. No, I know. Pepsi, Pepper, whatever. Pep, anything. Like, anything along the lines of that.
Yeah, don't hit the desk. Cause
oh, does
it
make
does.
A
lot? Don't do it again.
No, I wasn't gonna.
Well, it's
you have to make sure you weren't lying to him.
Because there's obviously going to be parts where it ends. It's going to be cringy as fuck. And, like,
you're
like right now?
The cringe is good.
I don't think the cringe is good. People are going to listen to it and be like,
okay.
And shit themselves. I wasn't okay. I go
so
ahead.
Yeah, you know your name. Were you done? Like,
oh, why I'm doing it?
Yeah, go. Why are you doing it?
Fame, money, fortune, publicity. It's pretty much
laugh
it.
At your own fucking
laugh
jokes.
Laugh at my own jokes.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I just wanted. We're all good friends. We wanted to do something fun, try something new, you know, just
okay.
Explore.
Yeah.
But not with...
So, my name is Julian. I never got a cool nickname growing up. I've always just been Julian. Jew.
Pussy.
No. Oh. But yeah, I mean, so same thing. Would like to get some type of publicity from this. I don't really like going to school, but I do it.
Mm.
And yeah, this would be my friends, they with Gregory Pepsi, want to do a podcast figure we take a risk, try it out, and hopefully it'd be cool if we go somewhere. Yeah, not really risky.
Put so much on the line to risk here.
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot on the line, you know? Like,
but yeah, so something new. And hopefully picks up a little bit of steam. Interesting.
So that he can drop out of school.
So I could drop out of school.
And then, as I said, I'm Gregory, but everyone's only ever called me pretty much Greg, except for my parents and the odd other people.
And the odd woman that calls you daddy.
Okay, then. And myself, no one mentioned about what you guys do in school. I don't know. I'm a communications major, so I like to be really creative and use like a lot of technology and things like that. YouTube videos, video editing, anything. So I don't know. That kind of intertwines with a podcast and getting to just tell my own stories, personal stories, things I want to talk about. And that's why I think a podcast would be fun, especially to do with people I've known for so long in my life.
Yeah, that's true. I'm an architectural technologist. Julian's a major on dinosaurs.
No.
That was the exam that he was talking about earlier.
No, the exam I was talking about earlier was social science, and I'm trying to be a teacher, majoring in religion. I'm going to be an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
He likes kids a lot.
All right. So, hey, Capitan, you're going to through with this thing there?
All right. So, since we're on the topic of schools... Anyone have any experiences they'd like to share? Any funny stories? Anything that they...
I guess we should all throw out there maybe quickly our ages. We're all like... We're 19 turning 20 this year. So we're all in university/college.
Yeah. Exactly.
In Canada. We are Canadians. So that's why we see... I don't know.
Are you going to give out my social insurance number?
I was saying that. All I was saying is because a lot of you... American people say college. They don't say university.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Even though they have university, I guess they know what it is. It's just...
Yeah, I go to college.
The difference doesn't matter. I'm just saying they don't know. I'm afraid someone's not going to know what university is, but they definitely will.
I'm sure.
I'm just being stupid. Anyways, so, I don't know, yeah.
Michigan State University, I'm sure.
Yeah, though, there's like Vanderbilt University. Yeah. There's lots of... they're called universities, but then they say college.
You're also hoping people from America even listen to this, to be honest.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, I know. We're kind of reaching.
You guys always say, what if we blow up? And someone's like, I want to listen to the first one.
I told you what happens if I blow up.
You got to put it into the universe. We will blow up.
Yeah, we will blow up.
All right, so anyone got anything to share?
Well, what annoys you most about school? That's always easy to talk about.
Yeah, the commute.
Oh, Lord. For people who... live on residence, you don't gotta commute, but me and Julian gotta commute there, and traffic in the morning and coming home during rush hour can actually make you want
to
just...
Yeah, but you guys don't cook your own meals, you guys don't have to do your own laundry.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't want to live on residence either.
You guys don't have to like try and survive on your own.
That's fair.
Shitty, you just want to sit inside and realize, hey, I need toilet paper. So you guys don't have to do any of that stuff. Your parents are living with you.
I agree.
That's facts.
So you have to drive in the morning.
Yeah, it still sucks.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to
play. And it's even kind of worse. It's in a weird way, it's like when I have an 8:30 class and you live across the street, it tempts you not to go because you don't want to get up just to walk those
but at least you can wake up at 8. I have an 8:30 class. I got to wake up at 6.
Yeah. Well, and then decide that I'm not going to graduate.
But another thing is, too, is so that when you're at school already, because you have to stay there, you're going to go to all your classes because you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll tend to, most people won't, I know, because I don't skip many classes, but most people just, like, skip midday classes because they can because they live there.
Well, I'm going to be completely blunt here, but sometimes I go in at 8 a.m. and I'm back home by 9:30.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So I don't know. I guess I can't speak for that.
Just the commute is shit, basically, you know. The whole school experience, like...
Oh, my. I wouldn't say it's the whole
school experience. No, I'm not saying the whole school... No, I wasn't getting at that. The whole school experience is...
You just said the whole... The driving shit, the whole school experience.
I was going to expand on that afterwards. It's good. School's fun. You need school. You need to learn. But when you're entrepreneurs like us...
Yeah, entrepreneurs.
Just give yourself the label of entrepreneur.
Nah, that's a joke. Yeah, but what about you?
With school, what do I not like? There's not much that I like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just they go.
What about the people?
They're all right. I mean, you meet a couple of good people here. I don't live on res. Like, if I lived on res, I would make more of an effort to... try to get close with some people because you need friends if you're going to live there. But living at home still and just commuting, you don't really feel the need to meet as many people. Just a couple people in class.
No, I feel like living at home, yeah, you'd probably have even less of a reason to go out and meet people. Because, like, you're still close to, like,
exactly. People are like, oh, stay after class, we can study. I just go home. I don't want to be at school any longer than I have
to. It's like, nah, I'd rather go home.
Yeah, but, like, we even had this conversation before. I'm like, some people probably have stuff going on at home that, you know, they prefer to study instead of school.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what? To each their own, but I like coming home. I focus better there. I don't know. I guess everyone's different, right?
The most annoying thing to me about school, I mean, like, because I really feel like I shouldn't complain. I don't, you know what I mean? It's like, not a lot of people have the opportunity to go to, like, university.
Yeah, or we're just, yeah, we're complaining about,
and
like,
stuff like that. It's like, look, I'm not trying to say that. But that's what I do think when I get upset and say, like, this is annoying, I don't want to do it. That's what I think. I mean, some of the work is definitely stupid. I think that, this is what I'll complain about, is that when I'm paying this much to go to school, I want to be doing things that I want to do, not, like, things I don't need to do. And so, for example, I was in an anthropology course, and right now I'm in a course that's all about North America, because I have to take electives that have nothing to do with communication programs. And those are good for some people. I know a couple of people who took electives and switched their programs because they like those electives better than what they were doing in their program. But it's just, I don't feel like I should be obligated to take those things and have to pay, because it's about $1,200 a course. I don't think I should have to pay for that course if I really don't want to do it. And it's not like the courses I do want to take, oftentimes I can't get into them because they conflict with the courses I have to take. So that's what I mean. That's what I find annoying, is that I have to waste my time on those kind of things and my money on those kind of things.
You know what I think's annoying? What? Completely unrelated to courses and anything. If I'm paying so much money to go to that school, I really do expect the grounds to be salted, because we live in Canada where there's lots of snow and ice. I expect when I get there to not have to worry about slipping and falling at any time. Because that happens way too often when I go.
Yeah.
School is a money scam set up by...
I say that because it's like, I don't know. It's just, you pay so much, like, tuition and everything, and then after you get to school, you still have to drop, like, another 5K.
Let me guys let you in on a secret. Like, I get every professor's different and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But I'm paying for this course, right? We show up to class. It's exam time. Right? We're all doing our exam. First off, it's online. We don't have any notes for the exam. The guy doesn't prep us at all. We all complain, but they can't do anything because he's been there for so long and there's all these legal obligations and blah, 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 whatever. Look up, this guy is KO'd. Like, dead asleep, mid-exam.
Okay, but these are your own ghetto... Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Ghetto profs. I mean, I've never heard of anybody with these issues.
We took up... He was sleeping... In the cafeteria. There's like, so my school is separated. It's two different schools put together. He was in the wrong school, asleep on a couch, because we couldn't find him. Like, we're getting ready to, like, learn. And we're like, where is this dude? Someone sends a picture of him just dead asleep in the wrong school. So, yeah, but I don't know. That's my personal experience. Like, everyone's different, right?
I've had all really good profs. My worst prof is probably one of them I have now, and he's not even a bad prof, just the subject is boring and the guy is trying to work with dust. It's like, imagine taking dust and trying to make a beautiful art form out of it. That's what he's trying to do. And he's like, he's doing an okay job about it. It's just the material is so dry, so boring and hard to understand that I have a midterm in a week and a half and not too excited about it.
I'll be honest, I have pretty good profs too, except for one TA. If I won the lottery, I'd probably snuff him.
What if he's listening to you right now?
He doesn't. Oh shoot! He doesn't know my name.
Yes, he does. We just said it. Oh,
he doesn't know his full name. School or anything.
Should I tell that?
No.
No. Okay.
But I'm coming for you if I win the lottery.
That's a
threat.
I had a TA. It didn't
cut that out.
I don't agree with TAs too much. Depending, like, okay, so I had some TAs that were like second and third year and fourth year students.
But this guy's a prof.
I had some
old
TAs. Okay, so that, I think at least he has qualifications to mark you. But I'm just saying, I had master students marking me. I also have one TA. I have friends with TAs who are profs, and I have a TA who is also a master's not a master's student, she has 4 degrees. So anyways, those people with like tons of degrees, like if they've been doing this stuff for a long time, those people are qualified. But if you're a master's student who looks about the same age as me, or you're a third year student, I don't think you should be marking my university papers.
I agree with that.
Like,
I agree. I'm gonna take a selfie.
That's him taking a picture. No. Because we were talking about this the other day. This is just another completely off topic, but it's also about school. Have you guys witnessed people flirting in the hallways or attempting to?
Oh, okay, yeah, this is 100%. I brought this up. Oh, I sent God, it to
there's some people. It's fucking gross. It's brutal.
I don't like to judge, but it's like, yeah, if it's like brutal, awkward, cringiness, it's kind
of
hard not
to. It's cringier than this podcast. It actually makes my makes the hair on the back of my neck.
Yeah, it's gross. I agree.
What you said. You
so there was one. I was standing in line to get a wrap. I just wanted a chicken wrap. But there was 2 people in front of me, and the girl was into it, which was funny, but it was like everything she said, this guy was laughing so hard that the veins in his neck were popping out and his face was extremely red. I'm like, we're standing in the middle of like, it's a food market, I guess you could call it. I don't know. They have tons of different food, like a just cafeteria. Fuck it. Anyway, so I'm trying to get a wrap, but the thing is, they're not ordering. He's too busy laughing at everything she says. She didn't say a single funny thing. I don't know. They were just talking about class and people being late for class and stuff like that. And this guy was killing himself laughing. And yeah, like I said, she was into it. I mean, I don't know. They couldn't be together or something like that. Nothing was funny to me. Maybe I was missing all the jokes, but it was really awkward to watch.
So then he got sick to his stomach and he couldn't eat his wrap.
I ate my wrap. My wrap is very good.
No, yeah, it's just you walked.
Plug the company. What company made it?
No, it doesn't matter. I don't even know their name. They're literally just called Food Market.
Sponsor us. No, but yeah, it's like, and then there's some guys, and I'm sure there's, I don't know, it's probably not girls, but there's a lot of guys that do it. No, like the cat calling thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys hear it.
Yeah, I've seen
like,
it.
Woo! Oh man, does it get bad? Like, there's this hallway in my school, and it's like
a floor. Oh, above. I got a good one after you're done.
It's like a floor above us, right? So you walk on the main floor. There's like the same 5 dudes, like the grimiest, nastiest looking dudes you've seen, and no matter what girl walks by, who it is, like, honestly, they do it to some dudes, right? They do it to some dudes, too, I'm sure. But it's, like, just the grossest shit. Like, why don't you come to the bedroom with me, shorty? I'll show you a good time. And it's, like, it's cringy and it's annoying. And it, like, oh, I don't know. Like, I hear it every day and it's, I just feel bad.
There was, what I had seen is I was waiting to go into, was it a midterm? I can't remember. There wasn't a lot of people in the school. That's all I know. And there's this one hallway. There's not a lot of classes down there. It's more for the Accessibility Learning Center. Like, kids, if they need, like, extra help, like, with tests, extra time on tests, things like that. So, they're in the hallway that leads to that office. And it's a guy and his girlfriend. And, It's like some high school musical, like, movie shit. Like, leaning up against the wall, the guy's got his arm over the girl's head on the wall, one knee, like, little bent, and he's just, like deeply staring into her eyes. Her back's up against the wall.
So we're talking, like, just, like 2010 Zac Efron.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just, like, deeply looking at each other, not saying a word. They weren't kissing, nothing. They were just deeply looking at each other. But the thing is, I can't remember what it was. I had to keep walking up and down through that hallway. I had probably, within about an hour span, gone back and forth 4 times. And they kept switching between walls, but they were just in that hallway for about an hour. And I was like, there's so many different more private places. Why are you choosing the Accessibility Center's office to do it?
No, in their head, like you said, yeah, it was like High School Musical. Yeah. Like, we're all in this together. Yeah. But no, have you guys ever seen people making out, though?
I was about to add something. Have you ever seen somebody give a hickey in person?
No. Oh, well,
I have.
I've seen, like, a girl shove, like, in Quebec, a girl was, like, she's shoving her tongue down a dude's throat as me and my dad are sitting next to them.
No,
we're waiting for our parents, or my mom and my sister to come out of the store. But anyways, go ahead.
I was in Great Canadian Bagel. I'm gonna plug the company because they treat me nice, and I spend a lot of time there while I'm at school when I have breaks. And I was just sitting right in the back, and they have just to my right from where I'm sitting, there's like spin chairs where you can sit and like spin face wherever you want, and they're meant for one person. And this dude was sitting, and I have no problems with PDA. I'll say, like, to an extent. But she had him straddled, and he was just sucking on her neck like a vampire. It was it was Twilight. Edward was there just taking chunks out her neck.
Never.
And I was trying my best to not look.
Guys,
and I almost filmed it. I was going to send it to you guys because I thought it was that funny. But I didn't want him to come over there and take a bite out of me after. So.
This reminds me of another story. Like a few days ago, I'm sitting with a couple of my friends, and like there's like four chairs and a couch, right? Not a big area. It's a tiny, tiny, small room. Two random people walk in. Never met these guys. It's a guy and a girl, right? I don't know if the kid popped a Viagra right before we went in there or something, but he like had his hands like not on her cheeks, in them.
Oh.
Like finger deep in her
right
tights,
before the rim.
Right before the rim, like finger deep, moving them around. Just like
oh God.
Moaning, like kissing her stomach. She was wearing like a crop top, belly hanging out, and he's like and then he would like pull her down like slowly onto his lap and like
people
caress
love
her neck
ad-libs.
And like lick up her neck and shit. And then one of my friends is like, get a fucking room. And they turn around, they're like, oh my God. And they both left. And I'm like, how are you confused on why we're mad at this? Like, when I mean the room small, like if I put my hand out, I could touch your cheeks if I wanted to. But yeah, no, there's some gross ass people.
Oh my. I don't even think it's gross ass. People just don't care. I was talking about like the bar close to where my university is, or actually even where I live. Apparently, guys sit at the bar, they'll order drinks, and while they're sitting there, they'll just whip out their dicks and start pissing underneath the bar. Yeah. I've never been to it, because I just hear it's the dirtiest bar. They have $1 beer, but
yeah,
apparently
it's probably
that's,
piss.
It's $1 beer, that's how, so the lineup's always long, but I'm like, for the fucking stories I hear from this, I'm like, no, I read on a tweet, but I don't really want to give out where I go to school. I think too many people, that tweet got like freaking 2,000 retweets by the end of the day, so I'm just not going to.
That's crazy.
You guys know which one I'm talking about, the recent one.
You walk into the back, you're like, man, I wonder why this beer's so cheap. You just hear,
the bartender comes out the back.
Instead of like, you know, they have the nozzle to pour the beer out, he turns around.
He's taking a piss.
Puts his fucking beer's piping hot.
it's warm.
It's sterile. It's sterile the first time you drink it.
That's a load of bullshit. We were talking about this today, me and Julian.
No.
I was saying I had a pee test done, right? And it came back, and it's like, because I drink a lot of water. It's like, oh, your pee's basically water. Like, there's nothing in it. I was making the joke earlier. I was like, oh, we could drink my piss if we're ever, like, fucking stranded. I don't know why we would be, but if we ever were.
Yeah.
But I could tell you right now, I don't think I could drink pee. I don't.
In a pinch?
No.
You're going to say that I'll drink your pee and I'll survive on the island, and then I'll eat you. I will use all your resources and survive then.
Before I'm dead or after?
Yeah, I'm going to kill you if you're not going to try to survive.
Well, no, drink his piss first, then kill him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just wait for you. Yeah,
or drink my piss while killing me. Okay, well, if you're stranded on an island, bringing three things, what are they?
You, because clearly you provide all the resources.
You got a lot of meat and a lot of piss.
Oh, man.
A clean piss room the first time.
He's really just bringing clean piss, me. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, he can bring water, but he just
used to drink.
He's into water sports. Have you never heard that term?
It's water sports?
You're into like peeing during sex.
No,
yeah, I've heard
no, they call water sports in the Olympics, and that's like polo and swimming, so that's just a dirty old man thing to say. Most people will tell you, yeah, I like swimming. That's a water sport.
And what if you like peeing on people?
Then you're a pervert. Or you have weird kinks that I'm not going to judge.
Everyone's got their own kink.
Depends who you're peeing on.
Depends who. What does that mean?
If they're young, then you're a pervert.
No, if you're like, how young are we talking? Like
15.
Then you're a pedophile. That's different. The peeing is not the issue. You're going to jail for something else.
You can't pee on anybody though, if they don't want it. You can't go from the balcony and pee.
Well, no, that's public indecency. But like, if you're having sex and someone's like, "Can you please piss on my face?"
That's fine.
That's like if they want it and you're down. But, like, if you're just...
I wouldn't
If you're
wouldn't
just,
be
like,
down.
Going to town, you're just, like...
I wouldn't be down.
and then you pull out and you just.
People are gonna love the sound effects that you made.
No, I wouldn't be that.
You're just unleashing
the blast. You go through here and you've made sound effects for every story.
I wouldn't be down.
If someone peed on your back?
No, you goof. I wouldn't pee on someone.
Well, yeah, no. That's
just, I couldn't.
If someone got, if you got stung by a thing?
No, wait, if you're having sex. Where have you been?
I had to reply to a text message.
No, even then.
No, we're saying... Oh, that's lovely.
That's good.
Yeah, anyways.
We're talking about, like, if you're having sex and someone says, pee on me. I said, if someone asked...
Just in general, I don't like peeing in front of people.
Grab my clothes and get out of there.
I just have trouble peeing in, like, front of people. Like, yeah, if we all had to go to a... If we were camping...
Oh my God.
And, like, we all had to go to a bush, I'd be the last one out. Not because I had the most pee, because I had to wait for everybody to leave.
Sure, with enough alcohol, you'll be fine.
Oh, I'm... I don't know. I don't want to be plastered every time. But, all I'm saying is that if somebody goes pee on me, even if I wanted to, from the bottom of my heart, there'd be no stream.
Yeah? Yeah, no, you don't pee. Wow, this...
Yeah.
Just, I text one person.
And I knew
just...
this is what it was going to get to. I had a feeling. We started with school. I'm like, this is weak sauce. No one's going to listen to school. And then I was like, yes, peeing and sex.
Okay, here. Quick transition.
What?
If you guys could fight one famous person, who would it be?
Donald Trump. You don't like that?
No, I mean, like, that's, like, a good answer.
Julian gave me the way.
Good answer.
Yeah, I don't want to get into politics. Why? Because he's the racist.
We don't have to describe why. He just wants to fight Donald Trump.
Okay. You want to scrap with him? Just, like, a little bit. A 1-2 thing?
Okay.
Let's probably drop him. He's, like, 70.
You don't want Donald Trump in there. Who else? Who could we fight?
So, if you could fight one famous person, who would it be?
Well, now I got to think about it because you took my favorite.
Me? I'm fighting Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my god.
If I could fight somebody, I'd fight Aaron Rodgers in a heartbeat. For no other reason than I don't like his stupid discount double check celebration.
He's a
football player
in the NFL.
I don't like him. Who else would I fight? I think I'd beat him.
There's definitely someone, and I can't think of him right now. There's someone that, like, can I say this one? He's underage.
Oh, Jacob Satoris?
Yeah, Jacob Satoris. Oh, yeah,
I don't know. So he irks me too.
But any musically.
I'm really trying to think of who I'd fight.
If you could fight a celebrity?
Person. Yeah, celebrity. Who would I fight?
Like, really, mainstream, really, I guess. It's called mainstream.
I don't know. Maybe I could rough up Casey Neistat, too. That'd be cool.
Why Casey?
Because he could vlog. He could vlog it.
Oh. I'm going to go viral. No, there's someone I can't think of.
Logan Paul.
Those guys beat the shit out of me.
Beat the shit out of me, too, but...
I don't want to get into, like, all YouTube drama stuff. Like, I want to avoid that.
That's true.
Okay, celebrity I'd want to fight. I have no idea. Most celebrities that I'd want to fight would probably be able to kick my ass, so that's why I don't want to fight them.
Okay, if you could chirp them, would you chirp them? Like, if you're, like, okay, you're courtside at a Golden State Warriors game, and you cussing out Kevin Durant until you get kicked out?
Why Kevin Durant?
He's a snake.
We're some hockey players again.
Curse out a fucking thing.
Ooh, Brad Marchand.
No. Don Cherry.
Oh, I hate that guy, too.
Don Cherry.
I'd fight him. He cheated on freaking Chloe.
Oh, Tristan Thompson. Oh, that guy's trash.
Yeah, he comes from Brampton, for anyone who doesn't know.
He's trash. Yeah. Trash at basketball. He's trash at cheating. This guy doesn't do anything well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I would, Don Cherry.
I hate that guy, too.
And what he said about the Carolina Hurricanes the other day, I want to buy that shirt. Did you hear what happened?
Yeah, he called them jerks.
He called them jerks for the celebration they do after the game if they win. And then Carolina made official t-shirts to say, we're a bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
What is wrong with celebrating in sports?
Don Cherry, no, he's such an old head.
Why do old guys have problems with
celebrating? He's also the borderline racist. I don't know how he hasn't been booked for anything yet.
Yeah, I know, that's true.
Because it doesn't come out because it's a game of white people.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he hates Russian people for some reason.
Oh, I didn't see that. I don't know.
Anybody from Europe.
Yeah. Anyone who's not a good corn-fed.
Good cornbread Canadian kid.
Good corn-fed Canadian boy.
That's all that matters.
Wears a suit to every game.
Block shots.
So, is there, like, other stories you wanted to... Anything?
Just a random... Can we say a random story?
Sure.
Because I got one that I've been wanting to talk about. Do not put crayon on a car.
Your friend's car.
On a car. Crayon does not come off a car in the winter. Dead of winter.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you live in, like...
California.
The wax will just... A little bit of spit. It'll come right off, right? But here, freezing cold. It's below zero. Me and my buddy decide, hey, it's a good idea. Me and Greg decide.
Buddy, yeah, you could just say we're all here.
Me and Greg decide we're going to draw on Julian's car after a night out at a restaurant, right? Get the crayons.
The restaurant gave us the crayons.
Yeah, we didn't have crayons on hand. So I'm writing like pussy on his hood, right? Like I'm like dumbing it down, right? Like nothing too big, small little word. I look to my right. Greg's got about a 4-foot cock on the roof of his car. And like, if you know, you don't know Julian, but he's a short kid. So he can't really get to the hood.
His car's not that tall.
I have to wipe it off, but I have to step in the car like it was like a step ladder.
He can't get to the
I couldn't get to the middle of it.
Oh my gosh.
There was still like a little bit of left testicle that was floating around on my roof.
So anyways, he gets home, he's mad at us, and like we fuck with him all the time, but like when he's mad, he gets mad and like then I feel bad, right? So I go online and I'm like, shit, this is serious. Let me see how to get this off. For some reason it said mayonnaise. Gets it off. So I put mayonnaise on my car because he got me back, right? He had a vendetta. He drew on my car. The mayonnaise took the crayon off. Easy. I call him. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, dude, put crayon on it. It'll come right off.
Mayonnaise
on it. My bad. Put mayonnaise on it. It'll come right off. About 15 minutes later, I get a text. He's like, you fucking asshole. Is this another prank? I'm like, no, why? He's like, the mayonnaise froze to my roof. I'm like, are you outside? He's like, I don't have a garage to put it in. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel so bad.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, just go inside. Like, it's cold. Leave the mayonnaise.
You'll put hot water on it to get the mayonnaise off.
Greg, it was cold, man. I didn't feel like...
It was also 1 a.m. Like, yeah, I would never have went out at 1 a.m.
I didn't want my neighbors to come out and see all these horrible things on my car.
So then the next morning, he comes over to my place, and, like, I didn't want my parents to know, obviously, because, like, then that makes a bigger issue, because now my parents are going to be like, why are you drawing on your friend's car and shit? Like, why is there dicks on your friend's roof, right?
I also paid for a car wash that didn't work. I got the Superworks, the premium package.
I told him I was going to pay him back, but I never reimbursed him for that either.
No.
So I wait for my mom to go out, and the garage is empty. He pulls inside, right? His car's too long for us to close the garage, so I had to keep it open. So now he has frozen mayonnaise on his car. And I'm like, let's try the mayonnaise one more time. My garage is warm. It worked for me. I go get the mayonnaise. We slather the car. I'm talking like half a jar.
Tons of mayonnaise.
Tons of mayonnaise, right?
And it didn't come off.
Does not come off. Doesn't even work.
Okay, mayo. Whatever.
Yeah, it seems like you're struggling to say mayonnaise that many times.
Okay, so tons of mayo on the car. On the car,
right? And we're like, fuck, this isn't working. My mom comes home. Julian's on the roof of his car. I'm on the hood with fucking mayonnaise all over our
mayo.
Mayo.
All over our hands. All over the car.
It stinks. Mayo starts to smell.
And then you get another issue with the mayonnaise is now we have crayon and we got to get the oil from the mayo off the car. So now we have two issues. My mom comes in and like, you know how moms are. Like they got an answer to everything. I was expecting to get cussed out. She's like, oh, just use magic eraser. So we get a magic eraser. I'm not even kidding. 13 seconds. Gone. Crayon gone. All like it wasn't even there. Wasted hours with mayonnaise, freezing into the car. Crayon not.
Money. Oh my God.
I used a whole freaking container of alcohol wipes. If you're in a pinch and you gotta get crayon off your car, don't use a
crayon. Crayon off anything.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. I'm plugging the brand too. It was amazing.
Mayo will work too, but like.
50 episodes later, we're sponsored by Mr. Clean Magic Erasers.
Yeah, that's and I'm driving a better car.
Yeah. So I can't use crayons.
No, you could use it as long as I have my magic eraser.
So if you bought a Tesla, I could...
You could draw on it. Yeah, we can arts it up. Do some nice things.
So I just want to clarify, this got really random real fast. So the reasoning... more about like what the future will hold for the podcast and what we kind of hope they do. You know, it's the first one and we're just trying to get our grounding about like what we want to talk about, what we want to provide here. I guess we're trying to go obviously for like a little bit of entertainment, but definitely sharing our own stories, things that we think are important and people could relate to, and also share kind of like their stories or get a little bit of help from anything like that. I mean, that's what I see my vision of this as, especially with things about school, stuff like that, but also to, I guess, make you laugh when we're talking about peeing and sex.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like I was saying before, it's probably going to be awkward at first. We'll get used to it, you know? Should give us a chance. Hopefully you guys enjoy. What do you got to say, Julian?
It's going to be a whole lot of story time.
A lot of random.
Because we're not real good at transitions. Our transitions are brutal.
Well, we're
the conversation really gets lost quickly.
Hey, but that if you're not getting lost in conversation...
It's not a good conversation.
There you go. Finish each other's sentences.
And any feedback helps.
Even we'll negative somehow one.
Have our, like, Instagrams linked. DM us there if you actually feel...
And if you're like,
or like you're cool enough to actually send us feedback.
So this is a non-confrontational podcast.
I don't know. How do you want to end it?
Okay, let's take 2 seconds and figure out how we end this.
Yeah. We can say like, I'll say like, that's the non-confrontational podcast, and then just see you later.
We'll see you later.